Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. It's Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. On Sunday, April 7th, it's our Sunday conversation. This is where I kind of, it's my Rx VIP opportunity to think about, talk about, and really just call out certain people in my life who have made a major impact and continue to make impacts in my personal life, my professional career, and really advancing the role of pharmacists in the healthcare industry. Now, they don't have to be pharmacists. Actually, we're going to be speaking about some people outside of our pharmacy vertical, people who are impacting the healthcare industry. Because believe it or not, we are in the healthcare industry. So if we're pharmacists, we shouldn't just kind of have a narrow focus of what it is that we do, because we collaborate with many, many, many healthcare providers and many other clinicians who are helping patients. Just yesterday, we attended a very, very interesting business networking medical group, the HBA Association, when we met dozens and dozens of people who we really believe there's a synergy to incorporating a pharmacist into the care team for the things that they do. We even had the meeting was held at Big Brother and Big Sister's offices here in Long Island. And it got me thinking about the mentoring and the precepting and the coaching that we do for the next generation. We're kind of the big, what they call them, the bigs and the littles. So these next generation PharmDs are not little, believe me. They are strong, compassionate individuals who are really moving forward to make sure that our profession continues to shine. So today's conversation, again, with my throat clearing, is for that bright star, Sophia Lynn. Sophia is from the University at Buffalo, and she will be graduating this May. Sophia has taken three rotations with RxVIP. The first was in ambulatory care, where she worked in the physician offices of Dr. Michael Goodman and Dr. Adam Cohn. She did so well there that Dr. Cohn said, "I would love to have this young lady as my pharmacist." And that had never happened in any of the precepting rotations that we ever did. Obviously, all of our students are professional and wonderful care providers, and they learn in the offices, and they reach out, you know, to those patients to try and help them. We give them the guidance, the information they need for pharmacogenetic testing, to do medication reconciliations around that pharmacogenetic testing, because how can you do a med rec if you don't know the right drug in the first place? And they work in the offices to help patients in a collaborative environment. And all our students do very, very well in those environments. But Sophia seemed to do something a little bit more. She raised the bar. She was already engaging with the physician and the staff to learn more. She has a thirst for knowledge. So she would ask questions. She spoke to Dr. Cohen, who does house calls. And Dr. Cohen, she suggested or asked, would it be all right if I went on a house call with you to learn more? And of course, Dr. Cohen said, fine. When he sees someone thirsting for knowledge, he is a mentor and as a healthcare professional wanted to share his knowledge with Sophia. So asking our permission, because we wanted to make sure that it was in line with the educational pathway, I said, absolutely. I thought that would be a wonderful experience for Sophia, and she did, and she went. And now we do offer that to our AmCare appies for them to also see what it's like to do home visits with patients who are in need. So thank you to Sophia for that. It enhanced our educational pathway. So then she finished the rotation, and we said goodbye, but we never really said goodbye because we saw great talent and great inspiration for others. Because by being who she is, she inspires others to be that level, to be Sophia. Because others said, wow, she got an opportunity. She literally has a job in the office of Dr. Adam Cohn when she graduates. So it was like the first appy who went from appy to mappy, a little more experience, but then went to happy. You know, we're going to have a happy appy. My God, tongue twister. So she's happy because she has an opportunity to really advance her career with a job, with a career, not a job, a career opportunity. So she goes on and she has an elective to choose in her educational pathway during her 6th year as a P4. And she says, I really want to dive deeper into pharmacogenetics. So she chose the remote appy that RxVIP offers in pharmacogenetics. That was also part of her choice. So there she comes back. But she doesn't really have to come back face-to-face every day or a couple of days a week in the office. She can be there remotely to how do you do remote patient monitoring? How do you take the information in the pharmacogenetic test and dive deeper into specific disease states? So she chose some specific disease states and dove extremely deep into finding all of the clinical information, all of the evidence-based information, and then made it something that people could understand. She demystified the pharmacogenetic information. Instead of just talking about the science, this appy elective gave her the opportunity to work on her communication skills to patients and clinicians. Because anyone can stand in front of someone and tell them how much they know, how brilliant they are. Oh, I studied this, I studied that, I studied this. I've seen it when I worked in retail, where you know, interns would get up in consultation and try and show the patient everything they knew, everything they studied. But the patient was glassy-eyed because they didn't understand all those clinical terms. They were looking for, what does this mean to me? Like, kind of talk to me. So Sophia learned, and her skill set enhanced, she learned how to talk in a fashion that patients understand. Now, I have to mention to you, you know, for anyone who doesn't know Sophia, and you will, because she's going to be a major part of our business, you know, focus going forward because she's so extraordinary, is she has language challenges. You know, she was born in China, you know, not born in the United States, came here, had challenges in terms of the language, the culture, but those challenges were overcome. She is able to communicate and will always enhance her communication skills because she needs to, wants to, and is passionate about doing it better tomorrow than she did today. So that skill set is enhanced by her will set to be excellent, to be the best at what she does. So that second elective was when we saw her passion for excellence, when we saw her passion for being the perfect concierge pharmacist who goes above and beyond, who makes the time, who takes the time to help patients. Because she saw that her vision of healthcare for her as a pharmacist was working for the patient. Didn't matter. You know, she has great retail experience, offered a position from a major retailer to take an offer, and she probably will, because being RxVIP concierge allows you to do both, allows you to balance out your life, allows you to be much more patient-centric. But I'm convinced that there might be a balance in her life, like there was in mine, where one day I said, you know, this retail model just isn't for me, because I really love the patients, I really love the profession, and I'm just not getting that fulfillment, you know, flipping burgers in retail pharmacy. So this second rotation became almost a passion for what it is to be a concierge pharmacist for Sophia Lynn. I know what it is for me because I did it. So my experience, my guidance, my mentorship got even more interesting and fulfilling for me. Because here I had a young woman who wanted that knowledge. She just wanted to know, what could I do? What could I be as a healthcare provider if there was no, oh, you can't do that? And in RxVIP, there never is, you can't do that. At RxVIP, it's, we can do that. You take the time, you make the time. You know, you're dispensing care. Everyone cares. Compassion. You can show compassion and empathy. Those are the qualities of a concierge pharmacist. Those are the qualities that Sophia Lynn exhibited and exhibits and continues to exhibit every day. So that second appy was just extraordinarily exciting for me because it pushed me to a higher level. It made me, oh my God, I better study that that clinical. She's going to come and ask me questions. I better have the answers. So from a mentor to a mentee, it became wonderfully synergistic. And we got to know what drives both of us as healthcare professionals. So the collaboration between experience and the thirst for knowledge has made it very, very exciting. And I have other students who also do that. But here Sophia is really, I mean, she's been accepted by the physician and she wants to be in that office. I have to raise my bar to give her the opportunity to be successful. So then she finishes the second rotation and I say, oh, great. We'll see you after graduation. You know, we'll get to you after your last rotation and we'll talk to Dr. Cohen about how we facilitate, what days you can work, what days you can't work. Things are involved with RxVIP to put, you know, the tool, the technology in our hand. And she says, I'm not leaving. And she had another rotation at Southside Hospital after our elective. She says, I'm not leaving. Can't get rid of me. I said, well, no, I never thought I wanted to get rid of you. She says, I want to learn about the business of RxVIP. I want to know about how we can make this scalable, how we can grow this business nationwide. I want to be involved with the company for growth. So now it's her third rotation. So while she was doing Southside Hospital, from getting up at, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the morning to do ground rounds at 7 and then getting out at 4, there were evenings, weekends, times when we spoke, communications via email, where she captured the essence of the business of RxVIP. To the point that we included her in every business conversation we had with the technology partners who were driving our business, who were building the backbone, Care One, translational software, the people who are really putting the profession in the palm of our hands. Because this iPad, this technology loaded with everything a concierge pharmacist needs to be a provider is going to go in the hand, and it did yesterday, of Sophia Lynn as the first PharmD on the planet who is going to graduate with that tool in her hands. So it brings you up to yesterday. Yesterday was an exciting day. We did our first open house. And who was there at 10 to 10, ready to go to work, but Sophia Lynn? So she shows up, and we were there from 10 to 4 together, talking about inspiring other pharmacists. We had licensed pharmacists who showed up, pharmacists who've been in the business 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, people who were saying, we want more. Well, we showed them an iPad that can give them more. We did annual, we did assessments of pharmacists yesterday with the iPad. It's almost like an annual wellness visit for pharmacists that we did yesterday. We said, how are you feeling? How are things going in your life? How are things going in your profession? And one thing we found, because everybody's different, we know that about genetics, a profile, you know, everyone's different. Well, everyone was the same who showed up yesterday. Everybody's unhappy, sadly, in their profession. Everyone doesn't think there's a light at the end of the tunnel except a freight train with a queue blowing up or less hours or losing your job or not getting your job. So we had those licensed pharmacists. We had some in managed care who came from Health First and other environments. We had hospital pharmacists who came, people who had graduated St. John's in the last year. One of them was in a community pharmacy. Well, they're cutting my hours and I'm only making it in the 40. It's you know, it's not happy. Hospital pharmacy, she took the residency. Are you taking another residency? No, it really didn't turn out the way I wanted it. Well, we told these young professionals, don't worry. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. There are always going to be turns in the road. So let me show you what's around this corner with RxVIP. And then Sophia started showing them what this Theo, this Care One handheld solution developed by Care One, Peter Bechtel. If you haven't listened to the Concierge Pharmacist show from this Friday with Peter on, go to heliumradio.com or thepharmacypodcast.com and look at The Concierge Pharmacist. It's episode 19. 19 is my favorite number. It's my birthday, September 19th. Listen to that show. That show will change your life because you're going to hear a major healthcare entity, a major risk management company, the president, and a guy who's been in healthcare for decades saying, I believe in pharmacists. I believe in RxVIP and putting those pharmacists in the healthcare practices, in hospitals, in ACOs, in physician offices all across the country, because he believes in our profession and the way we approach it with a concierge approach to healthcare. So we'll be doing Meet the Pharmacist. These patients will meet the pharmacist and they'll get to love the pharmacy. So we had these licensed pharmacists. We had students from St. John's. It was kind of a St. John's focus, but we're going to do this for a lot of universities. Matter of fact, next week, we're going to be talking to Southeast Nova, Nova Southeast, about doing these kind of outreach, these onboarding open houses. Because everyone who showed up yesterday was intrigued, inspired, excited about coming on board, about learning more. And isn't that what life is about learning more? Isn't it about how today's business, what today's world can change if you want it to? So what we did yesterday with Sophia Lynn leading the way as a future leader, as not, she's no future leader, she's a today's leader, about how she could communicate to her peers. Excuse me. She talked to individuals who weren't even pharmacists. We had someone who showed up who's just kind of an inspirational guy who knows healthcare people. He wanted to connect the dots and put us places. She spoke to him. She was great in communication because she's learning every day that healthcare is about establishing relationships. Healthcare is about connecting the dots with patients, with clinicians, and having the pharmacist be that hub as the medication expert. She also showed an incredible solution we now have for pharmacogenetic assessments, where on an iPad, we could take a medication list and do a med rec and just type in the prescriptions that the patient has, just like we would do if we were doing a med rec. But it gives you the benefit of what a pharmacogenetic test could be on that specific drug that patient is taking. It's not going to tell you, you know, that, oh, you're at risk of an adverse drug reaction. It's going to tell you that, oh, Mrs. Smith, a drug you're taking, based on the clinical evidence, 10 to 15% of the population might have a variant in their genetic profile that could cause them to not metabolize that drug properly. So we're not telling Mrs. Smith she's got that because we don't know. But we're saying, wouldn't you want to know? And if you do want to know, by the way, here's a button we can push to get you that test. Communication started with your doctor, if you like. Well, I must have made a million calls to doctors for prior authorizations. I know how wonderful it's going to be for RxVIP concierge care providers to make calls to doctors to save lives with pharmacogenetic testing. So anyway, my Sunday conversation is for a young woman who I believe will change the face of pharmacy along with others at RxVIP. Her name is Sophia Lynn, and you will know her because you will hear from her, because she is going to be a voice that pharmacists will aspire to be, next generation pharmacists will aspire to be, because she has proven that she works for the patient and she has a big heart and she wants to make patient care part of a continuum for pharmacists that we need to be recognized as providers. So this is Ken Sternfeld for the Sunday conversation saying, thank you, Sophia. You inspire me to go to the next level, and I will do that, and I promise you, we'll be there with RxVIP to support all your efforts. Have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.